And Matthew, you have worked on LRA for a long time and have a good sort of point of view and insider's perspective on their operations. Tell me a little bit about their command structure. How do they operate?
Well, their command structure depends on their environment. Currently, you know, they're spread out over an area of three different countries, and it's the size of California. The way they're functioning in that area of operation is basically they have what we call sector commands, or what could be identified as sector commands. And basically, you know, Kony is always at the top of the organization, but underneath him, there's different groups that have subgroups, and underneath them, again, subgroups. And each of those subgroupings seem to meet on a fairly regular basis at rendezvous points. And that's the way messages can be passed down. That's the way resources and abductees can be shared. And it's a way of keeping the organization cohesive.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about how they communicate within the groups. I mean, years ago they would use satellite phones, mobile phones, but they've stopped using all electronic communication. What do they do now? How do they get their message to each other?
Yeah, we always ask that question to people when they come out of the LRA. And usually they tell us that the top commanders, you know, have satellite phone or they have mobile phones. Some of them even have high frequency radio, but that they rarely use them. And what we found is that after the launch of the joint operations in December 2008, that the LRA really stopped using electronic communications because they sort of knew it was being tracked. And so what they've done instead now is that they're using runners, so that, you know, they'll have one trusted commander with several escorts that will basically run to try to find the other groups and inform them of what the orders are.
And the LRA is also known for a culture of violence, you know, training young kids to kill their parents. What is the effect psychologically on the kids, and how does it work to keep them trapped in the group?
Yeah, I mean, the LRA, I mean, if there's one theme that is in Kony's communications, it's that he wants to create his own tribe, a pure sort of tribe that's loyal to him. And those that are outside of that community are sort of impure. And that's how he justifies the killing often to the new recruits, that, you know, you killed your brother because he's not part of us, that he wasn't as pure as you are, and what you did is a good thing. And so I think that kind of spiritual element is very important. And Kony also uses spiritualism a lot within the LRA. First, to try to cultivate this idea that he is linked with spiritual powers that are above, and in order also to create a perception of omniscience, that he knows what you're thinking, he knows if you want to escape. In northern Uganda, when kids defected, you know, we would have to go through ceremonies of burning their clothes because they thought that Kony could always see what they're thinking and could always affect them, or even, you know, mentally make them do something that they don't want to do.
I have a leaflet here, which is, and this is something that the UN would drop from airplanes in LRA territories to try to encourage members to defect. What can you tell me about what's going on here?
We're trying to cultivate within them a sense of homesickness. That you know, that their families are waiting for them, that their wives and their brothers and sisters and mothers are wanting them to come home, and they're very concerned for their well-being. And it's also telling them that their families understand that they were forced to do things that they didn't want to do, and they're ready to forgive them for that.
And then on this, the other side of the leaflet, there's a picture of it looks like a family. What is this picture?
Yeah, the picture changes. So this picture now is a picture of some of the older returnees. So now we've replaced that picture with the newer returnees. But basically, all these people are people who have defected. So some of them are more senior commanders within the LRA who defected. Other of them are wives of commanders. And why we put them all together is that then, you know, people can see that these people who defected are still alive and that they're doing well. And in fact, we had a wife of Kony who surrendered in the Central African Republic after picking up one of these leaflets, and she said that she saw the wife of Odhiambo, who's another LRA commander, and she was told that that person had died because she had been killed because she tried to surrender. But then when she saw the picture, she saw that actually she's still alive, and so that means if I escape, I can also remain alive.